Welcome back to the Loudmouth Podcast, the show where we tell stories about gods, heroes, and creatures from different mythologies and pit them against each other, comparing characteristics including intelligence, strength, and abilities to declare a victor. I'm your host, Gabe.
And I'm Leith.
Today, we'll see the Greek gods of war, Ares and Athena, go head-to-head.
Before we start our discussion, we'll give some information about each god. I'll talk about Ares.
And I'll talk about Athena. Let's get into it.
God of War Ares is best known for his brutality and bloodthirst on the battlefield, as well as his constant defeat and humiliation. As the son of Zeus and Hera, Ares is one of the 12 major Olympian gods. While he was a god of courage, he inspired heroism through sheer force and ruthlessness. He represented the distasteful aspects of brutal warfare and slaughter. Ares was popular for portraying moral poor choices, most of which resulted in several instances of indignity. Ares had a sour relationship with his parents and siblings. Due to his vicious nature, Zeus and Hera, including the other Greek gods, were not fond of him, and his sister Athena was well loved by Zeus. Ares also faced great humiliation when Hephaestus discovered and exposed that he was having an affair with his wife, Aphrodite. Despite these poor relationships, he was always accompanied in battle by his sister Eris and his sons Phobos and Deimos. Ares was always on the losing side of battles, despite being one of the strongest gods in the Greek pantheon. It is key to note that Ares had a very limited role in Greek myths and was mostly humiliating them, resulting in a lack of worshippers. He was known to be the hot-tempered and bloodthirsty god. He wasn't the one who helped, he was usually the one who ruined things. The reason for this is simple. Ares was quick to resort to brutal warfare and to show supremacy through combat. He never thought further ahead, and he was not farsighted, which is why he ended up in big problems. One example is his support of the Trojans during the Trojan War. In one story, Ares faced off with his sister Athena, but Zeus intervened and warned the gods to stop intervening in the war. In another story, both the gods do intervene. Athena aided the king of Argos, Diomedes, in injuring Ares by guiding his bronze spear to Ares' bowels, causing Ares to, quote, roar the cry of 10,000 men. Afterwards, he ran back to Mount Olympus to cry to Zeus and nurse his wounds, to which he receives severe punishment. Ares is known to charge into battle on a chariot of gold drawn by four fire-breathing horses, holding either a spear or a sword in one hand and a shield in the other. Besides that, Ares had two other children that would become prominent members of the Greek mythos, besides Phobos and Deimos. Eros, the god of love, and Harmonia, whose wedding marked the end of the Golden Age of Myth, which was the last time that humans and gods showed any sort of amicable feelings for each other.
Athena was the goddess of battle strategy and wisdom, identified in Roman mythology as the goddess Minerva. She was always accompanied by her owl and the goddess of victory, Nike. Also known as Pallas Athena, she wore a breastplate made out of goatskin called the Aegis, which was given to her by her father Zeus. She had many names that explained her. Some of her names are Helmet Head, Athena the Wise, and others. As previously mentioned, she was a daughter of Zeus, produced without a mother, so that she emerged full-grown from his forehead. There was an alternate story that Zeus swallowed Metis, the goddess of counsel, while she was pregnant with Athena, so that Athena finally emerged from Zeus. In Homer's Iliad, Athena, as a war goddess, inspires and fights alongside the Greek heroes. Her aid is synonymous with military prowess. Also in the Iliad, Zeus, the chief god, specifically assigns a sphere of war to Ares, god of war, and Athena. Athena's morale and military superiority to Ares derives in part from the fact that she represents the intellectual and civilized side of war and the virtues of justice and skill, whereas Ares represents mere bloodlust. In the Iliad, Athena is a divine form of the heroic martial ideal. She personifies excellence in close combat, victory, and glory. The qualities that lead to victory are found on the aegis, her breastplate, that Athena wears when she goes to war. Fear, strife, defense, and assault. Athena appears in Homer's Odyssey as the tutelary deity of Odysseus in myths. From later sources, portrays her similarly as helper of Perseus and Heracles, or also known as Hercules. As a guardian of the welfare of kings, Athena became goddess of good counsel and prudent restraint, and practical insight, as well as of war. In post-Mycenaean times, the city, especially its citadel, replaced the palace as Athena's domain. She was widely worshipped, but in modern times, she is associated primarily with Athens, to which she gave her name. Her emergence there as city goddess, Athena Polias, which means Athena, guardian of the city, accompanied the ancient city-state's transition from monarchy to democracy. She was associated with birds, particularly the owl, which was mentioned earlier, which became famous as the city's own symbol, and with the snake. Her birth and her contest with Poseidon, sea god, for the sovereignty of the city was depicted on the pediments of the Parthenon, and the great festival of Panathenaea in July was a celebration of her birthday. She was also worshipped in many other cities, notably in Sparta.
Now that we've gone over their backgrounds, it's time to get into the battle.
If y'all watched our previous episode, you'll know that we ranked them off of 7 categories. If you don't, this is what we do. First is raw strength, second is speed, third is agility, fourth is intelligence, fifth is durability, sixth is abilities, and 7 are their weapons. So, I'm gonna start with the raw strength. So, as we all know, all the gods have superhuman strength. They have immortality, eternal youth, and the ability to bless and curse. So, when it comes to raw strength, obviously, Athena's got... she's got superhuman strength. But I would say, compared to Ares, who's just like this super muscular like war dude, I don't think she would rank too high. I don't know, you have any information about that?
None of the Greek gods have any sort of, you know, it's not like Superman type strength.
Right.
It's not portrayed, that's not how the myths portray it. But they're all, you know, much stronger than humans.
Right.
Ares is the god of warfare in itself. Athena is not. Mm-hmm. She's more god of strategy. And
right.
So I think that in this category, Ares would have a, you know, I want to say slight, just because there's no real, you know, we don't have any evidence of them, of how, you know, different.
Yeah, one being more powerful than the other, but
so I
we
think
can just.
But I am inclined to say that in terms of just straight strength, I think Ares might take the edge here.
Yeah, Ares. We'll put Ares for this one. Not Ares. Alright.
So our second category is speed. I'm not sure about Athena, but Ares is, while he doesn't have super speed, he is capable of moving much faster than humans. You know, running and just moving in general. I'm not sure how, you know, how Athena stacks up to that.
So Athena, so since she's not like this extremely muscular, bulky dude, she's more agile, and it says here that she has the ability to fly at great speeds. I would definitely say she wins this category, mainly because she's just lighter.
So will we also give her the win for agility then? I can agree with
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I think she wins the second and third category. Okay.
Category is intelligence. Athena
yes.
is the goddess of strategy. She's, you know, highly intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
Ares, not so much. He's kind of stupid.
Yeah, he's not the smartest.
He is, you know, very... he's always very tempted to allow... he always really kind of allows his feelings to get the best of him, and his feelings usually lead to him getting involved in some sort of altercation with somebody else.
He wins
by, you know, just washing the floor with him, or he loses and gets embarrassed and then goes and pounces.
Yeah, you know, he's like a child.
Yeah, he's
trapped in
he's really just a really strong child.
Big man, yeah. Yeah, I'd say Athena definitely wins. I mean, she's known for her wisdom because I have here. I'm gonna find it. She's known for guiding all these heroes that are in the Greek stories and stuff. So yeah, she says she is the goddess of wisdom. She's the most intelligent of the Greek deities, and as a goddess of war, she has exceptional strategic skills, power of persuasion, and combat ability. So I would definitely say she takes this category.
I can agree with that. Our fifth category is durability. I definitely think Ares takes this one.
Oh, for sure.
He is a tank, to say the least.
Literally, yeah.
So that's not saying
much. There's not much evidence that she has crazy durability besides the fact that she's a god.
Yeah.
But in comparison, she doesn't win this category. Not at all.
Our sixth category is the abilities that they have. Mm-hmm. You wanna start?
Sure. So as I mentioned earlier, she can render herself invisible to mortals. Not that helpful in a god to god war, but she can also create illusory images and also give the gift of foresight to mortals. Let's see what else. Obviously, she can shapeshift, but all gods can do that. I'm trying to think if there's any other abilities. And she also has the owl, who's always with her, so that just gives her more insight of like the battlegrounds or whatever. So she's always like a step ahead of her opponent. But yeah, that's about it for abilities.
So Ares' abilities include, you know, besides the ones you have as a god, which are immortality, eternal youth, resistance to physical injury, unlimited stamina in most cases, immunity to all earthly diseases. Besides those, Ares is a master of all forms of hand-to-hand combat. This also includes weapons. And he's also capable of odikinesis, which is the ability to manipulate feelings and emotions of war, such as hate and rage. And he's also able to summon his weapons from Olympus. So, you know, he doesn't have the most abilities out of any of the gods by a long shot. But, you know, that's all he really needs because he just, you know, walks out there and just kills people.
Yeah,
he's already super strong. He's a tank, really.
So, and for this category, I'd say it's pretty close.
I would agree with that. I think that if we're talking about a fight, if they can use humans, I think Athena might win.
Yeah.
Or I think she would win, just because it's already happened once before.
Earlier,
with her aiding Diomedes and injuring Ares. However, I think that in a battle, you know, just a one-on-one battle between two gods, which is what this is, I think that Ares takes it simply because his, you know, all of his abilities are able to directly affect another god. You know, they're not just limited to being able to affect humans, which is what Athena's arguably strongest abilities are. Besides,
she's got more influence over mortals besides him.
Yeah.
But yeah, he'll take that category. And then our last one, are their weapons. You can start off with this one, because I'm sure.
So, Ares doesn't have any, you know, super special weapons. His signature weapons are just a spear and a sword. Nothing with any special name or anything. I would assume that it's something that's made by Hephaestus, so it's already, you know, a weapon of mythical power. But you know, he doesn't have, like, what Athena has, the Aegis.
Yeah. So for her abilities, her weapons. Let me find it.
Redo that since I cut it.
Okay. Let me find it real quick. Okay. Alright. So, 3, 2, 1. So Athena didn't have a particular weapon that was associated with her. But at times, Zeus, who was her father, would lend her his powerful thunderbolt, which, as we know, is extremely dangerous when it comes to combat. I mean, obviously, it's used to strike down almost anything. And Zeus also lends her Aegis, which is the shield that bears the head of a Gorgon. And obviously, the Gorgon is a symbolic creature in Greek mythology and stuff. Also, I mean, she uses a spear as a weapon, and like I said earlier, she's got the owl who accompanies her and allows her to see the entire truth of the matter. So, I would say Athena's got more effective weapons than Ares in this category.
I want to agree because I feel like because Zeus doesn't like Ares, and so I feel like he would lend her the thunderbolt. But I am curious on how effective the Aegis is against another god, because I know humans, it has the head of a Gorgon on it, so it will turn people to stone like Medusa and her sisters. But right. I don't think that applies to gods.
So you said that Ares has he uses a spear and shield, right? That's yeah. the main things.
Well, I will actually go back to Aegis for a second. It's not capable of affecting gods, but when used in battle, the Aegis let out the roar of 10,000 dragons, which had the enemy shaking in terror. So,
I wouldn't say that Ares would be scared.
You think so?
No, I don't think he would be.
Oh, you don't. I agree with that.
He's got spear, shield.
She's got a spear and a thunderbolt every once in a while.
Yeah, and a shield. And the owl.
Ares also has a shield. It's just not, special.
Just not as, cool as hers. So he's got, two abilities. She kind of mirrors those two abilities. But she's also has the ability to acquire the lightning bolt.
I think I'd give her the edge here, just because she has...
Yeah, it is close. It is close. Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. That's for sure. And, I mean, if they were to 1v1 or fight, I'm pretty certain Zeus would give her the lightning bolt, because he is not like Ares in the slightest.
So, with that being said, Athena does win with taking four categories of the seven.
Exactly.
However, I would like to make a point. I think that if they got into a, very offhand battle, it's something that happened real quick, neither of them had any prep time, I think that Ares would have a very high chance of winning. However, I think that if there was, anything more than 10 minutes to prepare, I think Athena would take the win. Just because of how smart she is, she has,
the her battle foresight. IQ is...
She has, cosmic perception.
Right.
So, I think that given any sort of prep time, I think Athena does win. But in, just a quick, very sudden battle, I think Ares, maybe he won't win, but I think there's a high chance of at least a draw.
Yeah. They're pretty even characters and gods. They always have, they're known for their beef, so.
Yeah.
All right, well, that wraps up the second episode of Loudmouth Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you haven't already, go check out our first episode. And also, don't forget to drop a follow. Is there any other things you want to say? Closing words?
No, I don't really have much to say. All I'm going to say is tune in next episode. It's going to be a good one. We are going to, pit Typhon, the father of all monsters, versus Echina, the mother of all monsters. So I think that will end up being a very interesting episode.
It will be.
So, tune in for that. And with that being said, thanks for listening. We're Loudmouth.
And y'all have a great night.